Hello?
Susie, Stuart, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Under the pump?
Being generous, yes, and having no one to fucking refer anything to.
I know. How can they both go at the same time?
I don't know.
Shouldn't be allowed.
I don't.
Really?
Well, look, Kishan's in Japan, and I'm sure her waiter's, her daughter isn't doing too well. So I think she'd much rather be working than looking up. I mean, looking after the grandkids is always fine, but I think, the reasoning behind it, that's it. So So I'm trying to refer to people, and they're going, well, no, but I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but I can't say, well, after they've dealt with bloody everyone, I can't just say no. I want to dot my I's and cross my T's on this turf grass.
I'm not actually calling for that, but okay. Yeah.
That's all right. So Glenn's, quite funny, I left a voicemail for Joe about an hour ago.
Oh, because you've been in meetings.
Because we've currently got Glenn down, thinking Glenn was down for a meeting today and that's it. But Glenn's actually down for a couple of days. So I was seeing what yourself and Joe are doing and if you wanted to try and catch up for lunch tomorrow.
I'm not in tomorrow, but Joe might be available.
But, yeah, so I left him a voicemail. So if he's wandering around the office, slap him and tell him to check his voicemail
when
and give us a
back
call.
In, I will.
Yeah. But what can I do for you?
Okay, so... First of all, I've got another 3 submissions that I'm going to send to you from civil.
Fuck it! What are you doing to? I love you dearly, but
hey,
Jesus.
It's not me. It's the clients just pumping them.
I was watching my phone
go off last night, ding, ding, and there's like another application. I'm like, for fruit's sake.
So I'm basically my senior owner. I'm just a Winslow underwriter, which hey, it could be worse.
Basically,
like, hey, that's fine. So I haven't started.
It's like we've got nothing else to do.
We're just sitting here with a thumb up my ass, just waiting for Winslow to come through.
But just a heads up, there's another 3 to come.
Not easy.
I've got to run through the props before I send them through, though. Hey, question. You know how we got the templates for contract works?
Yeah.
You know how I sent you a closing yesterday because I needed to add infrastructure onto Sydney's one?
Yep. Yep.
I tried saving it as a PDF and then converting it back to a Word so I can add
which I've done,
but it stuffs up everything.
Everything else is all fucking skew-whiff and looking shit.
Can you fix
looking
it for
shit?
Me? Can you give me a new template?
I think I can. Can you send me a copy of the old one? I don't know where the fuck I've saved it. I don't know if I remember the password.
Yeah.
But if you send it through, I'll try and have a bit of a play around this afternoon and fix her up. And,
Stuffs it up completely.
That's it. That's why I'm just like, oh, just make it nice and simple.
Can we not
then,
put
yeah,
locks on it?
It?
Like, just unlock them. I'm like,
nah, because I think the issue is, you know, if we do it for you, then, you know, I trust you guys.
But some people
I just do not fucking trust. So if it, you know,
yeah.
I just don't want, you know, if you send it to the client and then all of a sudden they're just putting in whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, nah, fair call.
And that's all. It's nothing against you. It's just, I'd rather, you know, just say, look, they might just add someone else to it that we don't want to insure and get us into strife, which has happened. And that's why we tried to, try to keep it that way.
I'm going to send you the template, the one that I'm working off at the moment. I just need infrastructure added in as the
infrastructure.
Insured name. I'll write it on the email for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just copy and paste exactly the insured name you want on it.
Yep.
And start sending me those other ones. You will hear me cursing you out. Don't take it personally.
I won't send them until I've got a review on with Joe this afternoon anyway. No, I'm not taking it personally because there's a lot of F-bombs that came out of my mouth when I saw them too. Don't worry about it.
But look, at least if they all come in at the same time, I can just use the same template, I can use the same, hopefully they're all about the same values. I can use all the same deductibles, all the same everything.
They're not too big. The ones that we're sending through, I think there's a couple over 20 mil, so it's not like it's anything major.
Anything major, but bigger than what they've currently allowed, but big enough that it's going to dot my I's and cross my T's, and I guess it's just a matter of where they are.
Yep.
Because I think the only other thing that we might have an issue with is if they're next to other ones, but I think we'll just let, I think we just sort of...
Couldn't even tell you where they are.
Yeah, no, see, I think we talked about this with Haweda.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think she said, look, if AIG asked for it, we'll ask them, but let's not create more work for us and the client and Susie and Joe.
Yeah.
If they want that information, they can ask for it. Otherwise, we'll just plead ignorance and do it that way. And I think that sounds fucking good to me.
Sounds like a plan. I will I'll send over the COC template now for you and the others as I review them with Joe. I'll send them over.
Joe. Beautiful, and just tell word him up and just say, give us a call back if he's free for lunch. And,
I will, when he comes back. Because,
we're just like, oh, my God, he's not a last-second replacement. He's just at least like, fuck, we got Glenn down for a day, so we just had a morning tea and a bit of a meeting with him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, so what do you got tomorrow? And Elisa's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're going home today. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm going home tomorrow. Yeah. So I'm like, so I just said, nice. Well, I said, hey, we can go out and see Joe. Yep. And then we're if we come out your way, he's already near the airport. So,
All right.
Then we can just push Glenn into a plane and we can fuck off home and we're laughing.
All right. When he comes in, I'll, because I know he's gone off somewhere. When he comes back, I'll get him to check his voicemail.
Check his voicemail and then check his emails with them and then send them through and then ruin my afternoon and we're all happy families.
As long as it's off my desk, it's fine.
Exactly. Now, shoot me that COC and I'll try and look at it. I'm just in the middle of one now, but I'll try and look at it after lunch for you.
Thank you.
I'll get it out.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Susie.
Bye.
You too. See ya.
Bye.